Gặp tinh thần sạch. Now, dente is a Latin word which means to rejoice. Because Christmas is so near, the church invites us to rejoice today. So, if I should tell you a stale joke, you should try to at least smile. It's Rejoice Sunday. The other day, a woman says to me, whenever you're saying Mass, I wear my highest heels to church. Otherwise, all of your jokes would sail right over my head. And let's set the record straight. There is no attack on Christmas in our country. Our government would gladly set up a nativity display in Washington. But the problem is, they can't find three wise men there. Rejoice Sunday. Now, we better get right into the hour. We're going to get right into the hour. This morning, we are going to take a peek at our second reading, and then we'll reflect a little bit on our first reading. In our second reading, St. Paul tells us, rejoice always. Rejoice always. Then he tells us three ways that can help us to rejoice. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks. Refrain from every kind of evil. So Paul tells us that if we do those three things, we can rejoice always in sorrow, no matter what might be going on in our life. In our first reading, the prophet Isaiah gives us three ways to help us to rejoice. Bring glad tidings to the poor. Heal the brokenhearted. Proclaim release to prisoners. Let's take a look at the first of those three ways. We can rejoice by bringing glad tidings to the poor. Now, there are many ways that we can bring glad tidings to the poor. Among the many ways, we can pray for them. We can notice them, include them. We can remember that each of them is a precious child of God. We can help them financially. Let's take a look at that last one. We can help them financially. You may or may not agree with this decision that I made. The other day, I saw a woman begging, and I gave her some money. She was very shabbily dressed. She was missing several teeth. It seemed to me that she was poor and that she was in need. So I gave her some money. Now I know that there are agencies to help such people. And yes, I did see the sign suggesting that we don't give money to those who are big. But I said to myself, if I'm going to preach about giving glad tidings to the poor, this is one possible way how I might be able to do that. I can give glad tidings to this poor person. And so I gave her some. Like I said, you may or may not agree with that decision that I made. So, Saint Paul gives us three ways how to rejoice. Isaiah gives us three ways on how to rejoice. And here are three quotations that hopefully will help us to rejoice. From the rabbi, at the judgment, we will be held accountable for the times you did not enjoy, but could have. From a theologian, joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God. From a mystic, the greatest honor to give God is to live gladly. Dear Jesus, please help each of us to rejoice always on the inside, no matter what might be going on in our world, no matter what might be going on in our life. Thank you.